everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Live with your hosts, Ben and Rob, in person. Believe that. By now, we've all seen Queen Elizabeth's death sparking strong reactions from mourners, woke Twitter users, and people from every country. But what did she do in her 70-year reign to inspire some and enrage others? What are the ripple effects of her life and legacy? Well, that's what we're going to get into tonight on the show.
Yep, sure is. And we also have our Dig Deep Q&A after we leave Rumble, as well as our top 10 weirder news segment to keep you guys laughing. We're definitely going to talk all about Bigfoot, real life Spider-Man on the run, and the weirdest item we've seen sold on eBay, which has to do with the elections.
Yeah.
Super weird.
That's pretty surprising since we've seen a lot of weird things on eBay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's get started talking about the Queen Elizabeth and the state of the world right now. Here we go with you live, Ben and I together, actually, on Friday Night Live. Well, howdy, y'all. A lot's happened since yesterday. I flew down to Florida.
You did,
and,
yeah.
We're here at Ben's place. And we're going to be shooting all weekend for y'all. And we told Seth, you know what, we're going to have a night off because we're in person. And, you know, why not?
Some old school Edge of Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're actually going to be shooting a bunch of content for you guys. We're going to do a whole series on the cryptids of the seas, as well as the Loch Ness Monster and Aleister Crowley. So,
yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Interesting things for sure. So why don't we start out with the highlight of the week, or
I guess my take home of the week. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily call it a highlight.
Okay.
I think for myself, it, like, with the Queen dying and everything and seeing the reaction all over the world, I have come to the conclusion that there's just an enormous amount of really sleepy people across the planet, you know, that just don't really look into things or want to look into things. It's sort of like protecting a cultural institution for the sake of protecting a cultural institution without actually necessarily knowing the facts behind that. I'm not criticizing anyone here. It's more of just like, it's amazing to see how so many different people can have so many different reactions to one event happening in one, you know, from one country or with one person that carries a large amount of influence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm actually kind of, well, I mean, we're definitely going to be talking about this later in the show, but I was kind of surprised by how people, I guess you could say, the woke community, how they're responding. But then when you kind of look at it,
are they wrong?
Are they right? Are they wrong? I think there's like a general misunderstanding.
Then I'm looking at it from a completely different standpoint than them because of all the research we've done over the last 4 years.
Yeah. Right? By the way, you might be seeing some little lizards running around of little geckos.
Is that true? Yeah. I will kill them.
No, they're fine.
No, they're not.
You just don't want the big ones.
Yeah.
The human ones.
Yeah. Just kidding.
For me, it's my dad's birthday today, so it's kind of a special day. They actually went to Ohio. They're visiting my brother.
That's cool.
I'll see them later.
Happy birthday, Papa Chastain.
Yeah, and actually he has some his show on our Arise TV. Coffee Talk with Papa Chastain. So there's my dad.
An older version of Ben right there. Yeah.
Kind of is. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So he had some really uplifting content on there. So happy birthday to my dad. So pretty fun stuff. And yeah, so it's all good. And he's, like I said, really good stuff, really uplifting content that he's been doing, and motivational too, I would say.
Awesome.
You know, with everything going on in the world, he's just trying to give people a sense of hope and peace and kindness and love. So
very cool.
It's all great. Yes. All right.
Well, the Queen and 13 presidents. What's this all about? What's this all about, Ben?
Well, okay, so the sorry, I'm trying to pull up the article, Lindsay, on my end, and it's just like giving me weird stuff. There, okay. Actually, Lindsay, you found this, right? So why don't you tell me a little bit, and then I'll kind of like explain it to everybody.
So I don't know if you guys can hear me, but she's been reigning for 70 years. So right. She's older than like 90% of the people that are alive now on the planet. And she's been in person with at least 13 presidents. WAPO says 13.
Yeah. So, okay. So because she has been ruling over the UK for 70 years, there's been 13 presidents she's met.
13. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else has ever met that many presidents.
No, definitely not on the planet. And she's the longest reigning queen or magistrate in British history, right? Mm-hmm. None of them have lived as old as she did.
No, that's so true. Yeah, it's crazy. 96 years old.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure if this is a sign or not, but Queen Elizabeth did die and multiple rainbows appeared all over Britain, heralding her death.
Well, yeah, okay. So you can look at this in two different ways, right? This is the really fascinating part. So Lindsay, you want to bring up some of those photos, because it's interesting. She dies, all these rainbows appear. There's been multiple sightings of rainbows, and some people are like, oh, look, you know, this is a sign from like heaven about how great she was. And they're like, you know, showing this. Other people are saying like, oh, look, she's gone. And now it's like all the beautiful things are kind of coming out, and it's like celebrating her life, you know. But it's, I think, because I'm seeing now more of this, the woke people really go after her. It's kind of making me like, I don't know. I can kind of see all of this both ways, you know. And all, again, it's like, I mean, like you were saying earlier, the people who aren't fully awake and don't really understand what's going on, they're like, oh, this is like your grandmother dying. Like, you guys don't understand, you know. But at the same time, it's like, well, not really.
The thing is though,
it's
is
not
that
like your grandmother dying.
Because just because the woke people are against something doesn't mean you can write, like, doesn't mean, one, it doesn't mean you can write it off completely, but two, it also doesn't mean that it means anything, because the woke mentality is like a bag of cats. It just attacks anything that fits with whatever it tries. I don't know. It's a contradictory mess, right? And that's what they've created, is this contradictory mess that creates arguments with whatever it comes across. And so now you have a bunch of people that want to respect the culture, but then you have a bunch of people that don't care about the culture, just think white people were colonists. Is that what it is?
Colonists.
Colonizers. Yeah. Colonizers, which is like, I mean, you could say that literally about anyone in any part of any country, anywhere in the entire world, anywhere. You could call the most ancient people in any area probably colonized that area at some point. I mean, just the other day on Twitter, I was watching someone talk about saying, oh, give all of the land in the America back to the Native Americans. And then someone responded, well, why don't you give all of that land back to the Clover people? Because they were there before the Native Americans, and the Native Americans like ran them out. And it's like, there's always going to be an argument like that. Like, that's right. What I'm saying. You know, it's like, this is what it is now. And
and another aspect is this isn't any of us who did anything, you know, and this is why it's hard when you're talking about the Native Americans, but it's like, we weren't here for that.
No,
like, we're here now, and this is the way life is. And unfortunately, you know, the government did treat them really horribly. And when you kind of look more into it,
well,
it's kind of, I hate to say this, but it's a lot of the democratic
you have
people at the time.
And the British folks have been cultivating a spirit of inclusion for many, even many more years than you could say, quote unquote, than American. I'm talking about the liberal inclusion, not like,
right,
like freedom. I'm not talking about that. So now you have this situation that they've created where people in Britain who want to support their culture, which is an ancient culture of like, you know, monarchy. And then there are people now attacking that on the basis of simply it being a white cultural thing and attack anything that's white. This is what I'm talking about. You can't trust anything that the liberal mindset is saying because it is a destructive mindset for the most part, not all of it, but you know.
Well, and also just constantly contradict each other, and they do argue with each other a lot because there's no, I feel like, you know, once you're awake, everything becomes really clear. It's almost like, oh, wow, here's how everything is structured. Here's how things are laid out. It's just a matter of adding on or building onto that structure. It's like, okay, now we have the base. The global elites are here. And then what's going on? You know, what is building up on this? And it's like, oh, okay, here's this agenda that's kind of branching out. Here's this agenda. But the other side, they don't have that. It's like, oh, this person's for us. Oh, wait a minute. This person's doing things that now we don't agree with, but then it's like there's infighting with that. And then it's like the money aspect. And then, you know, you have the Black Lives Matter, where it's like just came out recently where the Black Lives Matter, one of the leaders, he just bought a $40,000 show dog. And it's like, where'd you get that money?
A show dog? Really?
A show dog, yeah. It was like $40,000. And like, you know, he's getting blasted by the same people that were donating to Black Lives Matter, you know? And
it's well, would
like,
they, okay, this, but okay, the spirit of, okay, behind all of this, actually, what a lot of people I don't think recognize all the time is that the spirit behind all of this is socialism.
Yeah.
Okay, so socialism aims to make everyone equal, to take away property, all of these things, right? Once you do this, where you go across and everyone is like equal, and there is no differences between people, the spirit of revolution gets injected into the society, and then no one has peace.
That's true.
And this is what they've been. And what's crazy about that is, you know, at first, if you go back to the French Revolution, Ben, the French Revolution was basically created to make the people fight against the monarchy.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
right.
True.
Okay. And what happened was it replaced one set of leaders with a much more dangerous set of leaders. And
true,
all
too.
Communism is.
It's just replacing bad person with another bad person.
What communism does is it attacks capitalism,
yeah.
but communism actually is a state-controlled type of capitalism. It is. Because how else are they going to make money? They have to control all of that for true. Communism. So they're actually inherently hypocrites in what they do and what they say.
That's true.
And so but this is where everything is going right now. Socialism is infecting the world, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and again, going back with there always this infighting, I mean, they can't even decide what gender they are. So it's like, how can they?
They're equal, right?
Figure out like what's going on in the world.
No,
they don't even know like what gender.
But the confusion is exactly what the like call them whatever you want, like globalists and or people trying to interfere with America and American values. They want the confusion because once you can't tell up from down, right from left, you're very easy to control.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. You create confusion and then you come in and say, okay, here, we have a solution because you guys can't figure it out. We will figure it out for you. And that's the problem, is that a lot of people just want to be told what to do so they don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
And it's like creates this big, I mean, that's how you start controlling people in that direction. And it's like, well, here, we want you to take this. Okay. I won't even think about it. You tell me to take it, I'll take it. And, you know, then you don't question it.
Well, you know, also it's very strange that in Britain, while they have the monarchy there waiting in the wings, it is really the prime minister who's controlling the country. They have the same form.
Dude, this is what I've been...
So what do they do?
I'm just a dumb American.
No.
I don't really fully understand the role that the king...
Well, the prime minister serves the king or the queen.
They do.
They serve them, yes. Because, okay. Like, look, even Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all like they all recognize the queen, right? So if the queen made a phone call or someone from Britain made a phone call to one of those countries... At the end of the day, those guys are going to have to listen, translate that into their own language.
I see.
Meaning political language, and then get done whatever they needed to get done. But within Britain, of course, they do have, I would say, more power, but they're not running the country. It is the prime minister that's running the country.
That's what I
So they have the same form.
That's why I'm kind of confused about that too.
The same form as almost everyone else. It's just the king and the queen, or the king or the queen in this sense was, mm-hmm. was, you know, the head.
Yeah.
And very protected.
So, okay, Lindsay, you had this article that you pulled up. They have no shame. Woke liberals writing for the New York Times, the New York Magazine, and the Atlantic waste no time attacking the colonizer queen hours after her death. And Twitter took down some of these posts. And again, what's ironic is that these are the, like, some of these are writers or authors and opinion writers for these media. Like,
So what happens when the liberal media that are used to having everything censored for them write articles that then get censored because the confusion around wokeism is
so
even
confusing.
Internally, they have right. no like inner
well, because
direction, no North Star that they're
because they don't have
through.
A foundation.
Right.
So it's like the same thing happened when you're talking about abortion. Oh, if you're talking about abortion, only women can talk about abortion and natural born women. But if it's like you're talking about women's rights, then anybody can talk about it, even if they weren't born a woman.
Right.
And this is the thing that, and this is like now in AP guidelines, like they're changing their guidelines now to kind of fit these, this like mold, because it doesn't make sense because it's not rooted in anything. It's just rooted in stupidity. So it's like, this is why I'm really curious to see the aftermath of what's going to happen with more of the woke side. And that's why I want to kind of follow it more now, because it's like, dude, you guys are starting to get a little bit censored.
I think what we're beginning to see, okay, you have to understand too, that
he pulled this up.
Oh, what does it say?
AP style tip, use female as an adjective. Right. Or
adjective.
Not woman. Sorry. I can't see it very well. She was Alaska's first female governor. Why?
I don't like, why is that a tip?
Because AP is the worst style.
Yeah,
AP
it
is the worst style guide. Okay. Again, coming back to the strategy here of why the woke, like why wokeism is fighting one another. Cause I think this is a really central point in this discussion.
Yes.
They've created an environment now where infighting is going to be the norm. You can see what's going on here with this. This is a really interesting situation that's going on, because once people on the woke side start attacking one another as well, that shows like exactly how unstable this entire thing is. Once you have enough unstable people that are all fighting and arguing with one another, now like anyone that they like, this is how communism actually starts to take hold, is whoever is in control controls the narrative. One moment they're nationalist, the next moment they're globalist, the next moment they're nationalist again, and whatever that dictatorship says goes, and the people have lost all of their like way of determining information and their critical thinking, and they just have to go along with it so that they don't get persecuted. And what happened yesterday, or Steve Bannon, or was it today? Steve Bannon talked about, was it how many people that got FBI raids that were affiliated with Trump?
Steve Bannon did mention, what was it, an actual, did they raid them?
They raided them.
They
it,
did.
It was claimed okay. that 35 or separate or
like
something.
Between
allies,
30 and 35
allies of Trump were raided by the FBI,
yeah.
allegedly. We don't know, because there was nothing we could find on it other than Steve Bannon talking about it.
And there hasn't been any news reports about it. So I don't really know. And I don't know who these allies are. Steve Bannon did turn himself in to the authorities a few days ago over everything that was going on. So this is going to be a really interesting development to see. You know,
right.
Of course the left is all like, oh yeah, he's guilty, blah blah blah, and it's like, well, you know, guilty of what exactly? I mean,
Well, we're going to be getting into this more. Before we do, we're going to watch a trailer about the world powers that are controlling things behind the scenes, that are the different organizations that are controlling things behind the scenes, the round table. Lindsay, go ahead and play that trailer.
Question: who created the New World Order? How did it actually come to be? What are some of the organizations involved? Well, ever heard of the Council on Foreign Relations? The Bilderberg Group? The Trilateral Commission? The Club of Rome? The Royal Institute of International Affairs? And of course, the United Nations. What do all these groups have in common anyway? Most of all, what are their true objectives? Prepare for a brand new series called The Roundtable.
That was fast. That was good. Rob went to go get some drink. But so you guys, yeah, that's our roundtable episode series that we have on Rise TV. Be sure to check it out. We really go into all of these organizations. Especially the Royal Society, one of them, the Trilateral Commission, all of them. And we really dive deep and expose it.
One thing to point out is that we have seen over the last 5 to 10 years more people wake up than I think the world has ever seen. With everything going on, yeah, there are more people that are aware.
Even the last 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years even.
Really?
2 years. There are more people aware of the world being somehow controlled by a very nefarious group behind the scenes or certain isms that are out there. What a lot of people don't really understand, or perhaps an inconvenient truth, is that this control goes back easily to the First World War. And beyond.
Well, yeah, or yeah, even before that.
Before that. But
that seems to be more like where.
But if you're looking at, you can find in the histories of how different world leaders were being controlled by something or were at, like, helping the wars in different ways to keep going. And then it was always people that came onto the scene that often died a death before their time, like General Patton, that people were afraid of because he was actually in it to destroy the Nazis. He wasn't playing games with anyone and everyone respected him, but then he also died because he wasn't a part of that plan that they wanted to use to control a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And really, this is nothing new. It's just that a lot of people are now waking up to the issue that's going on. And we can see this, like, really that hold really started to take control more so during the French Revolution, and it was before that even, but there were very particular families that were doing things even during the French Revolution that today are still very powerful families, very powerful people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. And we also have the Relics series with General Patton in it that starts with all of that, you know, with Hitler and looking for all the relics of power.
This is a great, great series.
Yeah, all of that. And it was a really great series too. So yeah, it was really, we did that really well. So, all right. I do want to show this, going back to everything that's going on with the Queen of England and all these things. I do want to show this tweet. I have to warn some people, this is kind of, it's a little sensitive on the response to this. So Dr. Jen M. Jackson, she's like, Brits get 2 weeks off to mourn because the Queen died. When have Black folks gotten a chance to mourn? Anybody? And
this was the response.
You can read the response.
Okay. This is from Dr. Benjamin Braddock. He said, George Floyd had 4 full funerals. Several cities were ritually burned in his memory, and the ceremonial revenge murders are still dragging on.
And let alone having a president attend.
Dude, that was the dankest response I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
When I read that, I was just like, damn.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It can be sensitive for those out there, but yeah, it's like, it's pretty straightforward though. I mean, I don't sometimes I'm just like, well, I don't know. This whole woke thing is I don't even know. It's like now it's trendy to be affected by Twitter emotionally, you know, triggered. It's like, oh, like this is now the new thing. And it's like I saw a post the other day that said something like, you know, when I was younger, I fell off the handlebars, you know, like, you know, going across the monkey bars thing, and I fell off and I almost died. And my mom's like, just get up and walk it off. You know, it's like, that's kind of how things were growing up in the 80s and 90s. And it's like, everyone wants to be really, really, really babied now. And I feel like that's kind of like the woke community. It's like, you say something that hurts their feelings and it just, yeah, affects them. But it's like, as soon as they start understanding, then things really change. And, you know, it's like I said, it's really about this like foundational base that you have and your understanding of what's going on. So, yeah, anyway, let's see. And okay, so more of this is starting to come out, you know, again, from the woke and Fox. So now the woke side is kind of, you know, they've always criticized Fox News. And then this is a Fox News article. Their headline was MSNBC guest says Queen Elizabeth would have a lot more legitimacy if she vocally led on racial justice. It's not letting her click it.
What is it?
It's just an article.
Fox's
site has issues sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's probably just so many things loading. I don't know, but it's okay for us. But anyway, so again, it really comes back to this colonizing, how they feel that the British Empire was colonizing. They were just like this empire that was trying to like take over everything and right. make everything Britain, essentially.
Or answer to the queen.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know?
Like.
And again, like the woke side are really criticizing the queen for doing this. And Fox News for like, oh, look, you know, Fox News is like supporting the queen. It's really, all this is like kind of backwards. And it kind of makes me want to like just take a step back and really kind of observe everything of how this is all playing out and who's supporting her. And I think that's the other thing, like who's vocally out there supporting her, like Jeff Bezos is vocally showing his support for the queen. You know, a lot of famous people are. Trump, of course, even did, you know, and we were kind of talking about that yesterday, how he really said, you know, the queen seemed to really like him. He made the queen laugh a lot.
Yeah, I remember that. And, you know, he Trump spoke very highly of the queen, which was interesting.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He didn't have any other choice. What's he going to do?
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I think like
Lindsay said he didn't have any other choice. And it's like in some aspects, yeah, it's correct. What is he going to do? Like come out and say something not nice? Like that's not his style. So
well, it's not his style. But also I think like, you know, people around him that dealt with the queen said that when Trump was around the queen, they had never seen her smile more.
Yeah.
That she really that's what he said. Liked him a lot. Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I don't know much about the British history when it comes to Africa and really what happened out there. I mean, I know there's a lot of conspiracies and non-conspiracies of really just, there's a lot of different countries that have been trying to hone in on Africa, especially China.
China owns China. Yeah.
And a lot of like really bad deals have been made with some of the leaders in the African countries who are more like guerrilla leaders with other nations, just kind of selling out their own people. And then it kind of reflects on this is like what's happening with others. So it's such a complicated situation. I feel like it's not quite straightforward, but again, I don't fully understand this relationship or even what happened. So I know the queen visited, like last I know the queen went to Africa, but it was like a long time ago when she was really, really young. So I don't know if the queen had anything to do with this or not directly. So it's something for us to find out a little bit more with. But I think the other aspect is like, what, she's been reigning for 70 years.
Yeah.
So now it's more of like, what follows, you know? I mean, the currency, the songs, like all this stuff about the country, and how is King Charles?
Well, so this is what's weird too, is the new prime minister who's coming in to be prime minister. There was this whole thing on Twitter, and it could have been just like a joke, because British humor is like known for being like satirical, mm-hmm. you know, and sarcastic. But she was talking about how she talked to a bunch of British people, and none of them really liked the monarchy or wanted it. That was like, it was strange. And it seemed like she was joking around a bit, but maybe something will happen. I honestly don't think King Charles would vanquish any of that. I really don't. But what do you think about that, Ben? Like, do you think that that's something, what would be the benefit of him doing that? Just to make a name for himself?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. Or, you know, I mean, honestly, I can't see him going in there and making all these changes. But now, you know, one of the things is like the national anthem, you know, they might change it to King instead of Queen now. And also, I didn't understand this whole royalty thing, because I'm like, wait a minute, he's married, right? So why isn't his wife queen and he's king? So I guess because she's not of the bloodline or something, so she's not directly queen. And she
you're has talking about her, Camilla?
Yeah, Camilla.
She's the queen consort.
Yeah.
That's what they call her.
I think
it has something to do with, yeah, it's not the blood. She doesn't have the blood, right?
Right, yeah. That's what's so fascinating about this. So, yeah, there's this article about here's some things to expect, like on changes. They're like the national anthem. The currency is another thing that they will probably change, like what we just mentioned. The postal system symbols. I mean, the queen is just everywhere. It's like her face is just plastered like all over. I mean, everything that they use. I mean, I don't know if it's a really big deal of changing this, but I guess it's kind of like honoring the queen who's not queen. And then the king could be like, wait a minute, you need to honor me. And I think that's what you're talking about, right? Is like, is he going to be kind of narcissistic about this? Like, you guys need to change all this and put my face on the dollar bill. But yeah. And that's why I'm glad with our currency, we don't have anybody current, because then it would get kind of weird if somebody like, that would be, dude, can you imagine having a dollar bill with Biden's face on it or Obama on the $100 bill?
Oh, that there's nothing that would make him and Michael more happy than that. I'm sure.
I mean, it would just be kind of weird. I'm glad that we still have like the older president.
Look, honey, we did it. We're now on the $1 bill. We fooled everyone, honey.
Yeah, honey, or something else. But anyway, we won't go there. All right.
So, okay, there is something a little interesting here that basically there was a news outlet called Hollywood Unlocked who said the Queen died in February of 2022. And when kind of called out on it for saying, you know, that this didn't happen, they doubled down on it, saying that she is in fact dead. So it is possible that the Queen has been dead for longer than what we are aware of. And they planned around this. She could have been dead for a couple of weeks. She could have been dead for months. She could have been dead since February. We don't know, but it is interesting.
That is, well, and that's been one of the things that everyone's been talking about is that did she, you know, when's the last time her public appearance? Yeah. You haven't even really seen her.
No, she hasn't been around for really that much at all. Yeah. And you can easily use stand-ins. There are stand-ins. That is true. Actually, there have been reports about the stand-ins for the Queen. Mm-hmm. This is not, and they don't necessarily look exactly like the Queen, but.
Well, I think it was like last year. She was like sick or something, and then there was all these rumors being spread that she died. So that's kind of what we were talking about yesterday
on, there it is.
On our show. This is Hollywood Unlocked blog founder Jason Lee stands by Queen Death story. This is from February.
Yeah, so this is very interesting. Okay, so when I was growing up, this might be a Mandela effect, man, mm-hmm. what I'm about to tell you. When right. I was growing up, I remember everyone around me telling me that King Charles, who is now King, Charles could never be king because of his relationship with Camilla and what and like the divorce that he went through and all of this stuff, that he could never be king. And so when he was automatically made king, I was very confused because I remember this, but like now some people are thinking that this could be a Mandela effect and then that somehow isn't the case anymore and he just became king. But I remember this very clearly, that he was not allowed to become king because of his activities and that it would pass to his son, which is, what's his name? Harry? Is that his name?
Well, Harry, and then
the oldest son is named.
Yeah, the oldest one is Harry, right?
Harry,
and then Henry.
Henry.
Henry and
is
Harry.
It Henry
or Harry?
Lindsay, help us out here. We're drowning.
Can't believe that we don't. Harry is the oldest one, right? Or am I totally wrong, dude?
It was
sorry,
because
guys.
It was
Americans
because
here trying to talk about British politics.
It was no, but it was specifically because I think he cheated or
William.
He chose love
oh,
over the
yeah,
crown.
William. Yeah, yeah. Harry's the younger one. William is the older one. Okay. I always get the two of them confused because I think Harry it sounds
they
like
they don't
older
care one. What their names are. But anyway, that guy.
That site though rescinded their claim.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah.
Well, they would have had to.
Yeah, or they definitely would have had to by now, you know, and they definitely would have had to. Queen Elizabeth recovers from COVID to host.
I like Tim Tron's comment here. He says the dude,
yeah.
That guy, the
you
dude.
Know, but the crazy thing is like, we have these deep fake videos. We have Biden talking to the nation, like just without
blinking
for minutes. And it's like, that is really weird. So if they can do that with Biden, I mean, you can very easily do that. Elizabeth too. So I don't know. I mean, it's like, that's why, you know, and then we were mentioning on our show yesterday, because we did the whole review of My Son Hunter movie that happened to come out on the same day as the Queen's death. So, you know, I was like, as we were doing the show, it's just like, I don't know if that was planned. I don't know, you know, if this is like, they were just waiting.
Yes. Okay.
Until something in the news came out, then it's like, okay, we're going to release this now because now's the time to release it. I mean, honestly, I would do that. That's something I would do.
You'd release what?
Like, well, let's just say you have a very like important person who died and you know it's going to affect so many people and even change the world. Honestly, this is it. This is like the creepiest video I have ever seen. And even his mouth was like not really moving very much. And it just was like one side of it. And dude, it's so fake. His mouth is just so fake. It's just this deep fake video, 100%. And it's really weird. It's almost like somebody else is there and they put his face over it. And even the shadow under his chin is weird. Oh, dude, Metal Avengers said there was leaked footage of how a deep fake version of the Queen's New Year speech was produced. That's interesting.
Okay, so look. Kevin and DX said, I remember too at Rob Counts. I thought Queen forbid him because he was cheating on Diana while they were married. This is exactly what I remember.
He was.
Yeah.
And they even had video or photos of him with another guy. Like in the corner. That do you remember that? Like
yeah, and then and then look,
scandal came
look,
out.
Reds 1111 said, but I thought I remembered when William's first son was born, the media was saying there is the next king, and I thought, what? Okay, yeah, now that could just be because it's a king at some point, right? But and then 8B said, I really do remember that, Rob, that Charles would skip and pass it to William. So I was really confused. Like, it automatically passed to him didn't make any sense to me because I was like, what? That was never supposed to happen.
Well, that's you and I were talking on the phone, and you're like, oh, we should start talking about who could potentially be next in line.
That's why I said it,
though. Yeah, and he said that to me, and I was like, well, Charles
and,
is already
the
king.
And he was like, no, Charles is already the king. And I'm like, he can't be, dude. Like that, I was remembered that that wasn't allowed because he was cheating on Diana or whatever at the time when he was, you know.
Yeah, and he was. So yeah. It really is kind of, it's weird. I'm not really sure about that. Okay. Why don't we play a trailer? This is a good time for our trailer. And what are we going to show? Relics of Power. So we're going to show our Relics of Power series, which Rob and I did. Amazing series. More of like a documentary all about the relics that Hitler was looking for. And it gets into everything. Antarctica, why they went there, all of it. So we're going to show that right now. And when we get back, we're going to talk about, is the Queen actually human?
War, conquest, death. Most World War II historians will highlight the politics of the time, but gloss over the truth behind Hitler's quest for power. The blood-spattered trail the Nazis smeared across the globe cannot be forgotten even today. But what if details were lost in the aftermath of the manic effort to create a Third Reich? Or what if they were left out of the history books on purpose? What if the Nazis were searching for something else? Particular artifacts Hitler had researched feverishly in his darkest days. Objects so extraordinary, he believed they held the answer to world domination. Objects that had the power to change the course of history itself. These were the relics of power.
Okay, so before we go into a clip that Ben's about to show us, Chicken Coop Lady said something really interesting here. She said, funny enough, my 96-year-old grandma said Charles wouldn't be king and that William will be. That was last winter when we talked. She was adamant. What is going on here? Why is no one bringing this up, though? No, like what? No, really. Like, this is the first time I've heard this being brought up anywhere on this show, not on Twitter, not anywhere else. But like, I couldn't accept it when Ben was telling me, or like the other day, he was like, no, Charles automatically became king. You don't understand. And I was like, no, dude, no, there's going to be a discussion about this or something, because that's not possible. Crazy.
I don't know. Maybe they just thought that William is
what everybody forgot. Ready. What about all the Brits who are like super attached to culture? Wouldn't they be like totally like,
I don't know. Lindsay, can you look into this a little bit more? And you know, well, actually,
Lindsay's like, what else do you want?
You don't have
to
do it right now, but you know, actually,
I'm looking into six things at the same time right now.
Well, all of us, we'll kind of look more into this and see if you know, going in the future and see if we find anything more about that, because I'm kind of surprised about it. But okay, don't worry about that. Let's show this video. Okay, you guys. So, 2016. Give you some background here. The Queen came out. You know, it's very rare that she does come out. She came out. This is really the one image that's been going around with her in the dark eye and everything else. And I kind of want to give some background.
Oh, during the cricket match or whatever?
Yeah. So this is the one that kind of came out where everyone's like, oh, the Queen's not human. I just want to see your opinion about this. And then I'll kind of explain something else. So you can just kind of play this, Lindsay. Is the audio there?
Wow.
Wait, there is audio in this. This is actually a real news report here. This isn't like a...
The Queen's Cup final polo match was held in Windsor this weekend, with the monarch herself in attendance, despite sporting an extremely bloodshot left eye. Close-ups of the Queen showed the infected eye. However, Buckingham Palace remained tight-lipped over its cause, only saying that nothing untoward had happened and Her Majesty was in fine fettle. The Queen seemed undeterred by her ailment, smiling at the crowds before presenting players with their trophies.
Yeah. So
The Duke honestly, of Edinburgh was also at the match. Recovery after the bladder infection, which saw him.
So wait, what happened to him?
He died.
He did die last year. Oh, that's right. Oh, dude. There's like all these like royalty, like elite people kind of. All right.
So wait, what did you want to ask me about?
So I mean, like, what's your opinion about it? So right now, since this happened in 2016, a lot of people are kind of been freaking out about this. Like, oh, this shows, you know, but it's like, after really looking at it today, I'm like, yeah, she's old. She's like, what, 90 or not quite 90, like 89 something. You know, I mean, it could literally be anything. She could have like something. I mean, it looks like her eye is jet black, though. That's what makes it weird. When you zoom into the photo a little bit, you can see it's a little bit bloodshot around it. But I mean, it does look creepy, though. I'll say that. Like, it looks really creepy.
Yeah, it does. It just looks like a black eye filled with the abyss. But I mean, that's how an eye looks if all the blood vessels break in it, right?
True. I don't know. Mostly it's just red, right? So I don't know why it's dark, but I don't know. I don't know. Now, there are a lot of videos out there talking about the Queen. And, you know, when we were doing Edge of Wonder a couple of years ago, it's like, I had all these links saved. It was like, so you could just type in.
Yeah. But you know,
shape shifting.
I do have to say,
and you get so many videos.
Crystal 80 here has a point. She was 96 years old.
Not in that photo.
Yeah, no. And that photo was what? When was that?
2016.
All right.
So she's like 80,
90.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, roughly, she's an old man.
Like 88, 89.
She was like real old in that. Like those things do happen to older folks. There's just different things that their body's breaking down over time, right? You know, it could be anything, of course. But
yeah. Now, there were a lot of videos. Now, on YouTube, when you do searches for this stuff, nothing comes up and it just ends the search. So many videos have been taken down that showed the Queen in different various aspects. There was one that happened in 2006. It was from BBC, and people were even giving a timestamp on when you pause a video at a certain point. I guess the Queen.
Wait, do we have this, Ben?
Dude, I scoured the internet looking for it today.
Son of
like, I looked everywhere. It was deleted on everything I could find. The BBC original article is there, and they have photos.
Wait.
And then it's like, click on the photo, click on the video. But when you click on it, it doesn't play.
The story's getting deeper here. Look at Chicken Coop Lady's comment here. She says, my same grandma gets shots in her eyes for macular degeneration. Her eyes get totally blood red when blood vessels break. It doesn't look like that.
Because it's black. It's kind of weird.
It is very dark red. Like, dark red blood would have had to fill the eye.
It's just like a brighter red.
Okay,
right?
But
I don't know.
Okay, but to be fair, she was bright, and it was, and the cameras were exposing for her skin, and not necessarily for the eye.
For the eyes.
Her skin would have been bright, and her eyes would have appeared darker, especially if the sun was, the light was coming from right above. So it's still hard to say, based off of those things that I brought up.
And also, was she wearing a hat?
She's always wearing. When is she not wearing a hat, Ben?
Yeah, I mean,
have you ever seen her without a hat?
Yeah,
you've never seen her without a hat.
But anyway, yeah, there were so many videos there's another video. Actually, I didn't really think.
Okay,
it was that
so Luca 77 just said the fact they took those videos down makes it sus.
Yeah,
you're talking about the videos of her like transforming or whatever.
Well, yeah, like some videos that someone saw. They described it. It was a 2006 during her 80th birthday. She came out.
Oh, take the picture down. It's scary.
She's like meeting the crowd. And I guess at one point she kind of bends over. And like if you freeze what they described when you freeze it, it almost looks like something weird is going on with her face and things like that. But in like a certain period. Now, that's the video I couldn't find. And literally, I mean, you just go on YouTube and you can just look after video after video after video of like shape-shifting, whatever, you know, Bush, you can type in the Queen, you can type in all the stuff and people's eyes move. Like, no, all of these videos are just gone on YouTube. Like, all of them are gone. And it's like so hard to find anything. And so many articles don't even come up. And it kept just showing me like end of search. I'm like, what do you mean end of search? There was like millions of videos, you know, and then you can go on Google, you guys. You can go on Google and you can type this in and then you get a search results on top and it'll say something like, okay, and you know, 8 million, sometimes like 800 or what is it? 80,000 million views, you know, no, really. But it's like, it will say like a billion.
10,000 million.
10,000 million.
The figure you were looking for.
Yeah. That was kind of what I was looking for. But anyway, no, literally it will say like, you know, 800 million to like a billion searches. But then if you go to the last page on Google, it just stops. It's like in the last stage is only like 200 and you're only seeing like 10 to 20 results on each page.
Yeah.
That's not 2 billion or even 800 million or even 800,000 view or articles. So it's like, where did everything go? So anyway, it's just really weird. But Justin Deschamps from Stillness in the Storm does have this article up. And
he used that photo.
They did. Oh, that's what you did show. Okay. Well, that's in that article. Can you actually open this, Lindsay? Now, again, I don't want to call the queen not human. I don't know if that, but according to this, remember yesterday I was talking about the screenshot, right?
Yes.
This is supposedly taken from the website when that happened with the eye. So what has been reported is that this showed up on the official website. There is a link for it. It doesn't work anymore. It just says like a 404 when you click on the link. Okay. And what everyone is saying that it was up for like very short period of time, anywhere from just a few minutes to like an hour, like somewhere around there. And then it was taken down. And the only problem that I have with this narrative is that I can only find one screenshot. Yeah, typically when something is up, you're finding multiple, like, you know.
Agreed. But what does it say, Ben?
Okay. So yeah, actually you want to read this?
Yeah.
Can you read it? It's kind of.
Yeah. Is it right there? The one that's up?
Yep. That's
okay.
It.
The queen has ruled for longer than any other monarch in British history, becoming a much loved and respected figure across the globe. Her extraordinary reign has seen her travel more widely than any other monarch, undertaking many historic overseas visits. Known for her sense of duty and her devotion of a life of service, she has been an important figurehead for the UK and the Commonwealth during times of enormous change. Earlier this week, the Queen was seen by thousands of people in a form they are not acquainted with. We seek to reassure the public that the Queen is still their Queen and remains the respected and loved figure they have always known. While she may not be human, she is a devoted leader and monarch, and she believes her subjects will grow to accept her and her family for what they are. This just seems like a parody to me, like a joke. They would never say this.
Publicly. Yeah, and the fact that I can only find one screenshot about it, I'm like, yeah, you know, but it's interesting because the link does have a 404, but when you look on the Wayback Machine, it says that it doesn't
but
work.
But even still, it could have been something like this, but that one paragraph could have been changed. It's very easy to do that.
That's true. You know, that could be true, actually.
It's if you understand code, okay, you can actually take the web page locally onto your computer, change the words on the website, and then put it back on your browser and take a screenshot. That's you're right. Fine.
Yeah,
you can totally do that.
Especially if you have Firefox, and actually that person is using Firefox. That's the Firefox browser.
Yes.
So
we've uncovered another mystery, is what you're.
Yeah. So about. I'm kind of. We probably are going to be debunking this one. I would say.
I think this is debunked.
Yeah, sorry guys. Did you know that's another Mandela effect?
What?
And during Caesar time, when he gave a thumbs up, that meant you're off with your head.
Really?
Thumbs down meant like they approve.
What?
Yeah, look it up. It's super weird.
No. No. It wasn't in Gladiator, Ben. That's how I know you're wrong.
I know. But it's weird Mandela effect. There's something with sideways too, or I don't know. Anyway,
sideways is like let the crowd decide, probably, or something.
I don't remember, but anyway, it's kind of weird. So Yeah, I don't really know. But anyway, okay, I'm kind of glad that we went through this because, you know, everyone is talking about this. And actually,
like Julia Hoffman's comment, she says, okay, I admit it. It was me.
But yeah, it's weird because that website is no longer up, and also when you're using the Wayback Machine, it does show a 303, which means it's a redirect to the original site. So if the page was there, it just would say like error. But anyway, what were you gonna say?
I just thought this comment was really funny. Sin Rose said that picture was trying to steal my soul. It was a scary photo. It is a really hard to look at, that photo. Like,
Sue of the Nation. There we go. Okay.
You wanted to go into Diana.
Dude, we didn't even get to like the midterms. We were just talking about all of this the whole time.
Well, do you want to go into the midterms back to Diana or?
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, there's only two things I want to show. Diana interview, because we're already talking about this. It's only like a minute long. This is like the last interview she gave before her death. And it's a pretty, I think everyone's kind of seen this by now. But yeah. It's like,
telling them.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever be queen?
No, I don't. No.
Why do you think that?
I'd like to be a queen of people's hearts, in people's hearts. But I don't see myself being queen of this country. I don't think many people would want me to be queen. Actually, when I say many people, I mean the establishment that I'm married into, because they've decided that I'm a non-starter.
Why do you think they've decided that?
She was talking way too openly.
Because I don't go by a rule book, because I lead from the heart, not the head. And albeit that's got me into trouble in my work, I understand that. But someone's got to go out there and love people and show it.
And do you think that because of the way you behave, that's precluded you effectively from becoming queen?
Yes, not precluded me. I wouldn't say that. I just don't think I have as many supporters in that environment than I did.
You mean within the royal household?
Mm-hmm. They see me as a threat of some kind. And I'm here to do good. I'm not a destructive person.
Why do they see you as a threat?
I think every strong woman in history has had to walk down a similar path. And I think it's the strength that causes the confusion and the fear. Mm-hmm. Why is she strong? Where does she get it from? Where is she taking it? Where is she going to use it? Why do the public still support her? When I say public, you're going into an engagement and there's a great many people there.
Pretty interesting, right?
She knew someone was after her.
Yeah, and actually, I watched more of that interview, and it was really fascinating because I didn't realize this, how she was saying that she was really depressed. Like she
looked it. Look at her.
Yeah, she was not. She said she's never had depression or a problem with depression, but after, her son was born, it was like
the postpartum kicked in, and then it was
really
like
did. And she said she even like cut herself. And I had no idea. And then she was a bulimic as well on top of that. And so they really get into that. And she's very open. And I was like, dude, I can't believe she's actually being this open. So then I started watching this. And
what year did she die?
Was it 96 or 95? I think it was 96, somewhere in the 90s.
97.
Okay. And so, you know, I almost, like, as I was watching this and thinking about it, and she's talking about it and seeing the ending of this, I'm almost wondering if it was like, this was just, she was just wanted to go out. Like, I'm kind of almost wondering it. And it's like, hey, if I'm going to go out, I might as well do it this way and tell everybody the truth before it happens, because it might have like happened one way or the other, it kind of sounds like. So, kind of interesting.
I think you should answer Tony Cuban's question there.
Yeah, Tony, it's worth it. The arcade. I got the Street Fighter arcade. It's pretty cool. So anyway, old school stuff right there. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, that's been a whole other thing with this is like, did they, you know, who killed her? And then it's all the documents. Dude, I guess there's like a whole storage room full of documents on her death that's just like no one can get to. Probably because of it.
Who killed her? It's like asking who killed Kennedy, who killed Patton, who killed every person who was outside of. Oh no. Look at the name of the paper.
Daily Stupid. I thought it said Daily Scoop. You know, when I first saw it, I didn't really think about it. No. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, interesting. See, Silver Surfer says they killed her because she was dating a Muslim. Kind of interesting.
Well, okay, but we just found out earlier through a tweet that I had shared with you guys that the Queen's bloodline may come straight from the Prophet Muhammad. You saw that?
Yeah.
So, and there are actually, there's a lot of connections. And, you know, it's not just that part of the bloodline, because that bloodline actually also passed through Vlad the Impaler, I think, perhaps. But definitely there is some breadcrumbs out there that you can look into where it shows that the Windsor bloodline hailed from somehow the Islamic prophet Muhammad. I don't know. Like, she was his 13th granddaughter removed or something.
So this isn't a conspiracy.
No, this is like like a very famous genealogist discovered this.
Well, it does say has murky origins, but they're obviously going to say that. It's the mainstream media.
No, not just that, but how could it not have murky origins? We're talking about like 40 generations ago or whatever it is.
That's
true.
Man, that's really fascinating.
It's weird.
Really is. All right. Why don't we, what time is it? I do want to show this one thing about, we can show that Trump and Biden thing. It's basically what it is the Trump and Biden both went to Pennsylvania last week and they had
very different outcomes,
And I was like, it's so great. You know, we're talking about this and what's going on. And I just was like, this is something hopeful, you know, especially after what just happened with Trump. It's not a very long video. Let's just show this real quick. Can you guess who this is?
This has got to be Trump. It's huge. Yeah. Save America.
Yeah. This is in Pennsylvania. And the camera just kind of pans around.
Wow. Huge.
Just shows everybody.
Stadium. That's not even everyone who could get in. Like, lots of people outside couldn't get in. Look at that. Holy cow.
Massive, right? Like, there's people up there on the stands and everything. I mean, this is like an arena.
You realize that? Biden. The point is, we ask so much of you. So much of you.
Are you kidding me?
I've not.
80 million voters! Right there!
Whoa.
Yeah, so that just shows right there who really supports who and who's really the president of the United States. I dare CNN to play this video.
Okay. Hey, so we're going to show a trailer right now. This is the Vlad the Impaler trailer, which actually tracks back to the Windsor bloodline. That's the Prince Charles. That's pretty obsessed with that guy. You should definitely check out the Vlad the Impaler series. Got a ton of great research that you guys love of really what's going on with vampires all the way back to the first Dracula, the Order of the Dragon. There are dragons all around London, actually, and gates that are all around London. And it's all symbolism for this very particular family bloodline. You can find it in that series. We've got it all out for you.
On Rise TV.
On Rise.tv.
And then we're going to do a Dig Deep, Brad, for that. So you guys ask your questions in the chat. Just put Dig Deep and your questions, and we will we'll answer those in the next segment on Rise TV. So join us on Rise TV.
I assure you, vampires are just in the movies. I would swear it on my soul if I had one. What truths are lurking in our legends? They couldn't possibly be based on a real-life monster, could they? Vlad the Impaler was not just known for his war tactics. Some say that he was also the world's first vampire, Dracula. But is it all just a batty tale? Or are the movies talking about something real? Find out in part one of Edge of Wonders Halloween series, Vlad the Impaler and Dracula.